What if I told you that most people have no idea how to iron a shirt properly, or that 68% of us just shove flowers in a vase and pray they look presentable? We live in an age of instant expertise, YouTube tutorials for everything, apps that summon help at the tap of a screen, specialists for every conceivable task. Yet somewhere between outsourcing our oil changes and ordering pre-chopped vegetables, we've lost something vital, the quiet confidence that comes from knowing how to handle life's practical challenges ourselves. The Chicago Tribune's Life Skills series taps into this hunger for self-sufficiency, offering a roadmap back to competence in everyday tasks. These aren't just instructions, they're invitations to reclaim a sense of mastery that connects us to generations who navigated the world without constant digital assistance. Beautiful flower arrangements require understanding, not talent. Keep centerpieces under 12 inches so guests can converse. Cut stems underwater to prevent air bubbles and add bleach drops to kill bacteria. Position flowers closer to the container's edge. Fewer blooms create more dramatic impact. Bathroom cleaning works best with a two-tier approach. Daily maintenance, rinse surfaces, remove hair, hang towels, plus a focused 30-minute weekly session. Use all-purpose cleaner on surfaces, an old toothbrush for tight spaces, and baking soda for stubborn scum. Consistent small efforts beat sporadic deep cleaning marathons. When hanging artwork, position the center 60 inches from the floor, the gallery standard. Leave 3 to 6 inches above sofas, 4 to 8 inches above tables. Use painter's tape to mark positions before hammering. When displaying multiple pieces, align their centers rather than edges. Few things telegraph competence like a wrinkled shirt. Proper ironing follows a specific sequence. Collar first, working from tips to middle, then cuffs, sleeves, creating a crisp crease from shoulder to cuff, the yoke, and finally the trunk. Save the button side for last, navigating carefully around obstacles. Hang immediately on a wooden hanger. The efficiency hack? Iron directly from the washing machine while garments are still damp, or use a spray bottle on dry shirts. Gift wrapping reveals similar precision principles. Position the box bottom up on paper cut to exact size, bring one side up and secure with double stick tape, then fold the other edge under by half an inch before taping. For the ends, create diagonal creases on both flaps, folding the bottom edge under before taping. The ribbon technique. Anchor a 10-inch tail at center, wrap around width, then length, return to center, cut another 10-inch tail, thread under the ribbon intersection, and tie. Window cleaning transforms a home's atmosphere by maximizing natural light. Start outside where dirt accumulates most. Use a bucket with cleaning solution, equal parts vinegar and water, plus dish soap, a brush or sponge, and a squeegee. Work from top to bottom using circular notions, then squeegee horizontally at the top, followed by vertical swipes. Dry interior windows with newspaper for streak-free results. Avoid direct sunlight and always wet the squeegee blade before starting. Your workspace reveals more than you think. The secret to a clean desk isn't better organization, it's ruthless elimination. Put everything in a pile and honestly assess what you need. Likely just a lamp, phone, computer, and maybe two pictures. People claiming they know where everything is in clutter are self-deceiving. Clean until pristine, then maintain by discarding relentlessly. When requesting a raise, strategic preparation beats spontaneous courage. Document contributions exceeding your job description, especially those impacting the bottom line. Schedule a formal meeting with a written proposal outlining exceeded goals and future plans. No realistic targets. 3 to 5% for entry level, 7 to 8% for middle management, 10 to 15% for executives. Never mention personal circumstances. Merit justifies raises, not tenure. If rejected, propose a performance plan to revisit in 3 to 6 months. A self-tied bow tie signals sophistication no clip-on can match. Position with one end 1.5 inches longer, cross the longer end over and through, form the front bow by doubling the shorter end horizontally, drop the long end over, pass your index finger behind the front loop, and pull through to tighten. Once mastered, it takes under a minute, a small investment for distinction. A flat tire on a dark highway tests both your mechanical knowledge and your nerve. Park on level ground away from traffic and apply the emergency brake. Loosen lug nuts before jacking. Position the jack per your owner's manual and raise the car until the tire is 2 inches off the ground. Remove nuts, mount the spare, and hand tighten. Lower the car, then tighten nuts in an alternating pattern, never in a circle. Get to a tire shop promptly. Kitchen fires are the leading cause of home fires. Turn off the heat immediately. For grease fires, place a metal lid over the flame to cut off oxygen and keep it on, as lifting resupplies oxygen and causes flare-ups. Fire extinguishers work for grease fires, but never use water, which spreads burning oil. For oven or microwave fires, keep the door closed until the fire burns out. To use an extinguisher, pull the pin, aim at the fire's base, squeeze evenly, and spray side to side. Store insurance policies, banking information, medication lists, birth certificates, and pet vaccination records in waterproof containers or password-protected drives. Use a wheeled suitcase for easy transport. Create contact cards for each family member with emergency numbers and meeting places, including an out-of-area contact since local lines may be overloaded. These preparations feel excessive until you need them. Then they feel like salvation. Effective apologies require face-to-face delivery with eye contact. Use "I'm sorry" rather than "sorry." The personal pronoun signals ownership. Avoid qualifying with "if" or "but," and don't expect immediate forgiveness. When receiving an apology, "thank you for apologizing" works if you're not ready to forgive. Breaking up humanely requires thoughtful timing and location. Choose a private moment at their home so you can leave afterward. Be honest about what's missing without assigning blame. Remain resolute despite emotional reactions and listen. Afterward, cut contact and avoid post-breakup intimacy. It prolongs pain and sends mixed signals. Crucial conversations often fail due to uncontrolled emotions or defensive reactions. Frame the conversation as strengthening relationships and help others feel safe by assuring positive intentions. Focus on observations and questions rather than emotions and conclusions. When adrenaline surges, ask, "why would a reasonable person do this?" transforming accusation into curiosity. These skills might seem quaint in our hyper-specialized world. Why learn to iron when dry cleaners exist? Why master tire changes when roadside assistance is a phone call away? Yet something profound happens when you develop practical competence. You stop seeing yourself as helpless. Stop defaulting to experts for every minor challenge. This isn't about rejecting modern conveniences. It's about balance. Knowing you could handle the basics if needed creates quiet satisfaction. These simple competencies offer something rare, genuine capability. That feeling changes how you move through the world, with less anxiety, more confidence, and the knowledge that you're not as helpless as modern life sometimes makes you feel.